Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph A. Note, through the length of this perek, it was split into two shiurim. Today's shiur will end in the middle of the perek. As this perek speaks about the sins of Shlomo and marks the beginning of the split in the kingship, it's important to mention Hashem judges tzaddikim like a hair's breadth, exacting on them in the strictest of ways. We need to keep in mind Shlomo's averus were on his level and need to be understood through the eyes of Chazal. It is beyond the scope of this year to delve into the fine details and subtlety that need to be understood. The Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Vav Amud Beis, explains, Kola Omer Shlomo Chato Eino Elav Toa. Whoever says Shlomo sinned is only making a mistake. Rashi says on the spot, this is referring to the sin of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continues to explain, although Shlomo didn't actually do idol worship, Shlomo was to protest against his many wives that were doing Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Shabbos Nun Vav Amud Beis continues to explain, Shlomo's heart wasn't as wholesome with Hashem as his father David's. Just like David did not sin, so too Shlomo did not sin. Despite the fact the psukim themselves seem to not speak favorably about what Shlomo was doing, we need to keep in mind these sins were on a very fine level and were not what they seem to be. Pasuk Aleph and Beis. V'amelech Shlomo ohav nashim nachrayos rabos ve'es bas paro. The king Shlomo loved non-Jewish women and the daughter of Paro. Movios, Ammonios, Adomios, Sidonios, Chitoios, min hagoyim asher omar Hashem. The Moabites, the Amnios, the women from Edom, from Sidon, from Chiti, from the nations of the world that Hashem said, don't marry into them. Vehem lo yavu bachem, achen yotu es levavchem acharei elokechem. Because if you do, they're going to make your heart stray from Hashem, bahem, Dovik Shlomo. With those women are the ones that Shlomo had connected with. Shlomo had 700 wives and 300 concubines. The Rambam and Hilchos Asuri Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, relates Shlomo had obviously converted his wives before marrying them. As Shlomo would never think of intermarriage. However, the Radak points out, it's usher for Ish Yisrael to take so many wives for themselves. How much more so if they weren't Jewish and strayed Shlomo's heart away from Hashem? The Radak learns Shlomo didn't convert his wives. In Shlomo's old age, his wives swayed his heart to other gods. Shlomo's hearts and feelings were not as sincere and complete with Hashem as his father David's. Shlomo followed Avodah Zarah and Pasuk Vav, Vayah Shlomo Hara Be'enei Hashem, and Shlomo did evil in the eyes of Hashem. Note, it was only in the eyes of Hashem. As an onlooker, Shlomo's averus would have been undetectable. Shlomo built two houses of idol worship. One, Chemosh, the idol for Moab, which was placed on the mountain adjacent to Yerushalayim. And two, Molech, the Avodah Zarah, for Bnei Ammon. Hashem was angry at Shlomo for not following the Torah commandments, as Shlomo's feelings were not as close to Hashem than previously. Shlomo had received prophecy two times he should have known better and not to follow Avodah Zarah. Hashem now related to Shlomo, the kingship will be split. In Pasuk Yed Aleph, Vayomer Hashem el Shlomo, Hashem said to Shlomo, Ya'an asher haisa zosimecha, since this had happened to you, velo shamarta brisi, v'chukosai asher sivisi alecha, and you did not listen to the covenant and to the mitzvahs that I command you, kara ekra, es hamalchus, I will tear away the kingship from you that I have given to you. Hashem continued, I will not make you lose the kingship in your lifetime because of your father David. However, I, Hashem, will tear away the kingdom from your son. But I will leave your son with one tribe only because of the promise I made to David. Hashem now sent the first thorn enemy at Shlomo. Pasuk Yadalid through Chav Beis, which will end in the middle of the parak, in Pasuk Yadalid, Vayakam Hashem Satan l'Shlomo, Et Hadar Ha'edomi, Mizerah Melech, Hu Be'edom. That Hashem now sent the first thorn in Shlomo's side named Hadad from Edom. After David and Yoav defeated Edom, they were cleaning up the bodies of the males. At that time, Yoav and Yisrael spent 6 months cleaning up the casualties of war. Hadad and other Edomites fled to Egypt. Paro had given Hadad his wife's sister for marriage. Upon hearing David had passed away, Hadad asked for permission to return to his original homeland. Paro did not fully understand why Hadad wanted to leave the palace, but granted him permission. Note, the Navi does not say how Hadad bothered Shlomo, and that's ending in the middle of the perek. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, explains what is the reason why the Torah does not reveal its reasons. Because there were two, the Gemara answers, because there were two reasons of Sukkin written in the Torah, and Shlomo, the great one of the world, transgressed them. One, not to have too many wives, so they don't lead your heart away from Hashem. Two, don't increase your horses, lest you send men back to Egypt to get more horses. Shlomo said, Ani er bevelo asur, v'ani er bevelo ashuv. I'll increase my wives, and I won't come to Isser, and I'll increase my horses, and I won't send men back to Egypt. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, HaTachlis HaYediyah Asher Lo Neda. The main thing of knowing, the purpose of the knowledge of Hashem, is to know that you don't know. And even if you reach the level of knowing that you don't know, there are millions of levels that you are completely unaware even exist. As the Pasuk says, Ki Gdulaso Ein Cheker, as Hashem's greatness is way beyond our comprehension. Therefore, even if you reach the level of Tachlis Hayadiyah Asher Lo Neda, know the purpose of knowledge is to know that you don't know. That was only in that Yediyah, in that insight of Hashem, but not in totality, because more knowing of Hashem, the more you know of Hashem is to know that you don't know. Perhaps here Shlomo had thought he would be able to use his own wisdom by thinking he will not transgress the word of the Torah by slightly deviating from the word of Hashem. Shlomo's test was to put aside his own wisdom and see the Tachlis Hayadiyah Asher Lo Neda, to know that he doesn't know, that a person can never really attain the complete and understand the complete depths of the Torah, because even in that Yediyah, even in that insight, there are levels way beyond a person is unaware that even exist. As we have mentioned here many times, it takes no sophistication and complication to come close to Hashem. A person, regardless of their intelligence level, can serve Hashem with sincere desire, wholeheartedness, with happiness, and just simply keep halacha by doing what is right in the eyes of Hashem. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.